G'day, Mido.
Hello, boys.
Are you excited about the Olympics?
Well, I probably will be once it comes around, but it's a bit hard to get excited yet. There's too much other stuff happening, isn't there?
There is. It is a little bit different in recent times. You know, it used to be the massive build-up was the whole focus of the sporting world, but there is so much available now.
Not only in other sports, but I think just all the talk around the Olympics is all, fairly negative, isn't it? You know, talking about, problems with the village, talking about drugs.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Violence.
You know, there hasn't been a lot of build-up about the excitement of who is competing, really, has there?
No. Or news stories the apartments are so fantastic for the athletes.
I saw some snippets yesterday, too. You know, like, we're hoping for 15 gold medals upwards. I'd say probably more 12 upwards, but hopefully 15 gold medals, 45 overall. 40% of our medals at all Olympic Games have been won by our swim team. Yeah. So that's why, we'll know after the first week how we're going to be tracking.
Yeah, well, that'll get us excited, won't it? A bit of gold will get everyone's attention.
Now, Mido, I've got to ask, mate, if we go back to last week, you had the Cowboys crushing the Bulldogs. Ugh. I mean, what you made of that? Because I thought the Bulldogs were well and truly on track, and that was going to be a tight one.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was in here on the Thursday morning before I flew to Townsville. Yeah. I was concerned that the Bulldogs, I tipped the Cowboys, incidentally, concerned that the Bulldogs were a huge chance of an upset. By the time I got to Townsville, I was thinking the Bulldogs were going to win that game.
Yeah.
And they came out and they just weren't there, were they? They had a build-up in Cairns as a preparation. Didn't work for them. I mean, they made mistake after mistake, almost from the opening kickoff. They were down 12-0 after 10 minutes and never in the game.
Yeah, we chatted with Paul Green yesterday. He wouldn't tell us whether Thurston would play or not. Probably not would be the feeling. But I did just say earlier this morning to our listeners that after watching that performance, the most complete performance I think I saw all year, that they stay healthy, they'll become the first team since Brisbane to go back-to-back.
I reckon it'd be a massive error of them to play Thurston.
Yeah.
I think having a 2-week break at this time of year, if they go on and win the comp, they'll look back and think that has given him the freshen up that he needed after the Origin period. Why would you risk him in a game that, important as it is, they've got an unbeaten record at 1300 Smile Stadium this season. Up against the Storm, you wouldn't take the risk.
Right. Panthers were the other team worth mentioning too, wasn't it? Yeah. That was an upset.
Panthers were an upset, and they were absolutely hot, and the Broncos were not. Real concerns around the Broncos, especially with Matt Gillett missing again.
Matt Gillett, Maguire missing, Thaiday missing.
Both with three suspensions.
They've lost six of their last eight matches, the Broncos, and they're the favourites tonight against the Roosters. The Roosters, $2. The Bronx, $1.85. How do you see it?
Yeah, I know Jared Warrior Hargreaves, which is a really big loss for the Roosters. It all starts with him there, go forward. Yeah. He takes the first run into the ruck, and they struggle to win the tight game. So there's something missing there for the Roosters. It's been missing all season. They've won only three games. They haven't beaten a team in the top eight. There's so much at stake for the Broncos. At some point, I think they'll turn things around. I'll tip them to do it tonight against the Roosters, because the Roosters in a clutch, they're not getting there.
All right, mate. The Doggies are well and truly favourites. $1.12 to bounce back. Dragons, $6.50.
Yeah, well, after that loss last week, they'd won four games in a row before that. They'll have too many points in them for the Dragons. I think the Dragons would struggle to beat the Knights at the moment. The way they're playing, I think they're the worst team in the comp at this point in time.
Yeah. You could see them trying hard, and the opening 20 last round, they were strong, they were big, they were strong, but then it just fades.
Yeah, there's no issue with effort, but it's just execution is just all over the shop. There doesn't seem to be anything happening in attack. Oftentimes, the players are catching the ball on the back foot who aren't supposed to be catching the ball. It looks a mess.
God knows what will happen here. The Warriors up against the Panthers. Anything could happen. It's the Warriors, $1.73. The Panthers, $2.15. Coming off that win, was there one of their best, maybe their best performance of the whole year last week?
They're interesting odds, aren't they? And I'm going to tip the Panthers in the upset there. The Warriors, they have been unlucky. Their last three losses have all been Golden Point. And on all three occasions, they've come from behind to put the game into Golden Point and then got pipped at the post.
There lies the problem.
Well, yeah, but losing in Golden Point is often a lottery, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I don't know if... Yeah, the problem is the fact that they're getting behind.
Yes.
They've got Lolahia back in the starting lineup, which I think is a positive move for them. I find it hard to tip them because they're so unpredictable, but I'll go Panthers on the strength of their last two games.
All right, we've got the Eels, $3.25. The West Tigers, $1.36.
Yeah, the Eels get Bo Scott back from an ankle injury, but they lose Manu Ma'u through suspension, so it cancels each other out completely there. Now, the Tigers... Yeah, a lot more confidence in their performance last weekend. I'll tip the Tigers to win this one.
All right. Cowboys up against the Storm. We mentioned keep a watch whether Thurston plays or not. The likelihood is probably not. That means the Cowboys are the outsiders at 2.15. Thompson comes in for Thurston there. $1.73, the Melbourne Storm. And I get the feeling that every session, Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk are working out different ways of scoring, new ways of scoring different tries.
Yeah, you're right. And... yeah, Ray Thompson at halfback is a bit of a risk for the Cowboys, particularly defensively. You know, he hasn't got the strong body. He does tend to get beaten when he's defending out wide. I don't think Thurston will play. I'll tip Melbourne to win. Interesting the different styles of the way they go about their attack. The Cowboys force a lot of pressure through dropouts. They're the number one team for doing that in the competition. Melbourne are way down the list in that area this year, and normally they're up the top. Cronk forcing the ball in goal. He's kicking the ball to the corners for the big Fijian wingers, and they've been a huge asset to the side this season.
Can I ask you, I think it was 5 dropouts they forced the Cowboys in the opening half last week. Would that be a record?
No, there's been games where a Broncos-Melbourne game last year, there were about 11 or 12.
In half a footy?
Well, most of them came in the one half.
Okay.
Yeah, but 5.5 is a lot. I was thinking for the game, yeah, but 11 for the game was okay. Huge.
All right, the Rabbitohs, gee whiz, what are they doing? $3.25. The Raiders, $1.36.
Yeah, hard to go past the Raiders, isn't it? They're playing some really exciting football at the moment. And Jared Croker, how well is he going? 198 points for the season. He'll get the 200. He scored 60 points in his last 4 games. They're just knocking up running tries, the Raiders, at the moment. And South, I don't think they can get near them.
No. It's not good, is it? Manly, $1.10 up against Newcastle, $7.50.
Yeah, well, poor old Knights, we say week after week, don't we? We do feel for the Knights. They've had a wretched season. Manly have found form over the last month, and I don't think they'll be losing at Brookvale.
Okie dokes. And then to round it off, we've got the Titans at $3 and the Sharks going for, what, $16?
$16 straight, yeah. Tipping the Sharks to win at Seabus Super Stadium. But this is a danger game for them, I really think. The Titans are not a team that goes away. They'll be there for 80 minutes. I really like what they're doing. The Sharks have got into a few bad habits, so there's a real chance of an upset, but I'll tip the Sharks to win.
They've all been on holidays.
Yeah, they have.
Maybe they could stay in holiday mode. I reckon...
You know, I think it's a danger game. I really do.
All right, so your upset for the weekend be the Panthers at $2.15?
Yeah, I'll go that one as the upset. The Titans is the other one.
Yeah, who are you tipping, though?
I'll go Panthers for the upset there.
Yeah. Okay. But you're actually tipping...
I'm actually tipping Panthers to win.
Yep.
I'm actually tipping the Sharks to win.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can't. If you're not...
I'm not sitting on the fence. I'm not sitting on the fence.
You haven't got a little bit of ticker to... tip them, you can't
exactly
make
right.
them, you're upset. No.
Exactly right.
Well done, Mido.
Good on you, boys.
Great to see you.